Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcast, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon. Now, as you know, Jim and I have so much music that we want to get to in the show, we can't necessarily get to all of it. So these bonus podcasts are a great outlet for us in terms of talking about songs in depth that we really love, that we would take with us to a desert island. If forced to choose, this would be one of the songs or albums that I would absolutely need to take with me. Jim, you've got one for us today. Can you give us a little hint about what you're going to play for us?
I'm going to play, Greg, a song from 1990 by a band that at that time always sounded like it was on the verge of blowing up in 6 different directions, but is still with us, arguably as good as they've ever been in 2021.
That sounds intriguing. We're going to hear more about that in a minute on Sound Opinions. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
We're back, Jim. So what song are you going to add to the Desert Island Jukebox today?
Greg, I thought it was time for some Teenage Fan Club. They've been on my mind because Teenage Fan Club has just put out its 11th full studio album, Endless Arcade, and it is pretty darn good. Not as good as the early records, but really pretty good, you know? Here is a power pop band that has never really stopped since it came together outside of Glasgow in 1989. 2 key players, Norman Blake, Raymond McKinley, great vocalists, great songwriters. But I want to take you back to when they first started. Now, everybody probably remembers, everybody of a certain age in the 90s remembers bandwagon-esque, right? Comes out in the year that punk breaks, you know, the year of Nevermind, where Nirvana sarcastically has the album cover Little Baby going after the dollar on a hook. Teenage Fan Club goes one better. They have just a big old bag of money on their album cover, right? That year, 1991, Spin Magazine, all the critics polled Teenage Fan Club's big breakthrough album ahead of Nevermind, ahead of My Bloody Valentine's Loveless, ahead of REM's Out of Time as the album of the year. That might have been overstated a little bit, but that was a great record. Even better in some ways, though, was the band's debut album before they signed to Creation Records, when they were just exploring their sound together, when they had no money, were recording kind of rough and tumble. Before the harmonies gelled, before they became masters of the hook, Catholic Education comes out in 1990. And it, you know, listening back now, I got sucked into it, and I thought, if I'm going to play one song by Teenage Fan Club to talk about what, you know, what that sound is, there's a song that jumps out of that record, Everything Flows, which has the roots of all future Teenage Fan Club songs on it, right? Because by the time they get to Bandwagon-esque, the sound's getting a little slicker, and they are enamored, head over heels in love with the sound of Big Star. Big Star broke up after, famously, Big Star 3rd. All the critics joked Big Star 4th was Teenage Fan Club's, Bandwagon-esque. In this rough recording, you know, a lot of noise, a lot of fuzz on A Catholic Education, and you can hear in Everything Flows those chiming guitars, those harmony vocals. They're just recorded in a basement, right? It's all there. So you get older every year, they start by singing. In their early 20s, right? They were kind of veterans in a way. A couple of bands had preceded Teenage Fan Club. BMX Bandits made a little bit of noise, right? So they're kind of veterans in their 20s, a little bit jaded. You get older every year, but you don't change. What is their answer to that? I'll never know which way to flow. Set a course. I don't know. I just be here now. Right? Just live. Just live. Don't worry about it. And I never thought, falling in love with this record in 1990, that they'd still be a going concern all these years later. Yeah. But they're a great band. Play this song first, but then, explore Endless Arcade. There's been so much good music in recent months, we haven't even caught up with some albums, maybe before the end of the year. Everything Flows by Teenage Fan Club. Remember in 2018 when Border Patrol separated thousands of refugee kids from their parents, deported those parents back to their home countries, and kept the kids in the United States? Believe it or not, 6 years later, there are still hundreds of families who have not yet been reunited.
Though we as a community may feel hopeless at times, we recently learned about an organization called Al Otro Lado, which works to reunify families. They provide holistic legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the U.S. and Tijuana through a multidisciplinary, client-centered, harm reduction-based practice.
Since 2018, they've reunited over 100 refugee families ripped apart by the zero-tolerance policy of the previous administration. Once reunited, Al Otro Lado helps each family find legal representation, housing, and the counseling they need in order to heal and get back on their feet.
Imagine having your child ripped from your arms and never knowing when you would see them again. We can't let family separations go on. If you're like us and believe that all families belong together, then join us supporting Al Otro Lado and donate today.
You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. That's gum.fm/charity.
You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website, alotrolado.org/volunteer.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give. But what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Everything flows from Teenage Fan Club. Jim DeRogatis' Desert Island Jukebox.
Ain't that a great song?
I love it. That whole record is terrific.
I did not remember it being as roughly recorded as it is.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. That's part of its charm, you know? They left some of the warts in there. That's it for this bonus episode. To support Sound Opinions, become a member on Patreon and connect with other listeners in our Facebook group. Thanks for listening.